I'm going to read you the headline of Katie Hopkins. Ms. Hopkins is becoming very popular in around the world these days, or around the English-speaking world, for her outspokenness. And she's outspoken and correct mostly on these acts of Muslim orthodoxy that are going on in the UK, and the fact that the government has largely been responsible. I mean, folks, this is absolute negligence. You got to, if you want the timeline of this, go to the dailymail.com. That's dailymail.co.uk is what it is. And as a matter of fact, I'll link to it in today's pile of prep. I had a pile of prep going, and the Brave browser ate it. It ate it. It would not let me save the page. I couldn't copy it. I couldn't do anything with it. It crashed and took an hour and a half plus some work yesterday. So I'm reconstructing it. So if you're wondering where today's pile of prep at MikeChurch.com is, that's where it is. you know, the Brave browser does a lot of great things. From time to time, it is a bit quirky. Anyways, here's the headline. Now, I'm going to read this in context because this is how it appeared in the Daily Mail and has appeared for the last day and a half now on their site. I don't know if it made it into the print edition, but this is the headline for Katie Hopkins' essay that they went with. Katie Hopkins, : You're right, Teresa. We cannot go on like this. But do you have the balls to do what's really needed and lock up the 3,000 terror suspects tomorrow? Now, of course, folks, you know the answer to this. There ain't going to be any locking up. I think they arrested 12 yesterday that were known to have fraternized with the latest maniac. By the by, to my knowledge, they have not released his name. But they know who he is. And do you know how they know who he is? Just I'll go down my news digest here. This also from the Daily Mail. London Bridge jihadi, 27. Now, listen to this. What is truth? Conformity of the mind to reality. What's reality? The reality is the governments of Europe, and for the most part, the government of America, don't have the fortitude to say what needs to be said about Islam. It's the I word, the word that dare not speak its name. Well, those that practice it don't have any problem speaking its name. I was reading, as a matter of fact, I'll read it to you. I was reading just yesterday. I was preparing a essay myself. I'll probably get it done sometime today. And I was about all this Muslim orthodoxy madness. And I was, the working title of my little piece is going to be London Bridge is Falling Down and Brighton's Refused to Turn. To the best source they have for health, for help. But I wanted to read something to you. First, let's back to the headline for the Daily Mail. London Bridge jihadi, 27, was reported to police twice. Killer who was filmed in Regent's Park with an ISIS flag by Channel 4 tried to radicalize children with sweets and money and was shopped by worried friends. Again, these are never surprise acts. Oh, he was such a nice boy. He was just a nice little Muslim kid down the street. Everybody loves Jihadi John. Before they go and commit and perpetrate their acts of Muslim orthodoxy, Mike, why do you keep saying it's Muslim orthodoxy? Because it is. This cult, Islam, is this is what it taught its adherents. From the mouth of the fake prophet himself, Muhammad. This has been going on for four. Let me see, 6:45 circa 6:45 around. I mean, that's 1,355 and 17. 1,372 years. 1,372 years, approximately. This has been going on. There's no news here. The 27-year-old Muslim extremist appeared in a TV documentary last year about British jihadis on Channel 4. As a matter of fact, if you go to that site at the Daily Mail, if you go to the Daily Mail website, and you find the story that the London Bridge, if you just go to the homepage, it's a top of the page story, you'll see it. If you click that, the video is there. Now, when I clicked it this morning, I couldn't get it to play because so many people were watching it. But the video is there of the displaying and the unfurling of the ISIS flag or the Islamic State flag in public. And it wasn't just any flag. This flag was ginormous. As a matter of fact, it's bigger. They had a bigger flag than the Carillon de Sacre Coeur, the flag of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that we fly here at the Crusade Channel that you can get in the Founders Trading Post at MikeChurch.com. The 27-year-old Muslim extremist appeared in a TV documentary last year about British jihadis on Channel 4. He was caught on camera alongside two notorious preachers who were well known to police and intelligence. It was also alleged police were warned about the suspect radicalizing Chirans in a local park 2 years ago. He and two other jihadis left at least 7 dead and 48 injured before police marksmen halted the stabbing spree. The new father tricked neighbors in barking into thinking he was a nice guy, and now he was practicing taqiyya. The other part of the storyline is the guy has two. He has two children. Then he would bring and frolic in the park with the rest of the Brightons. Oh, Jihadi John, such a wonderful father. He's always out there playing with his little, with his little girl in the hijab. That little Jihadi John Jr. But don't worry. Don't worry. They won't go orthodox on you. Police arrest 12 people in connection with the atrocities, including 7 women in raids across East London. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. Our chat room is open at MikeChurch.com. Click the Mike Church Show Live chat at the top of the page, and it will take you directly to it. What else do we have in the news digest today? Twitter is destroying America by Damon Linker. I was reading this morning, half laughing, half nodding my head up and down, and half laughing. Is this guy serious? Well, unfortunately, he is. Here's another one. The robot priest heralds Christianity's death in Europe. There's a robot that's in a church in Germany. I'm not making this up. The robot is called Bless You Too. And if you exit for a particular blessing using the video menu touchscreen, it'll deliver the blessing to you, or the prayer, or whatever, through its stereophonic speakers. What a joke. Gardendale, Alabama, headline. Children now face fines and arrest if they don't get a permit to mow grass for money. You got to go out there. If you want to cut grass these days, you have to file for a license with the city council, a business license, even if you're 12. What's the old saying? First they came for the lemonade stand, kids. Hey, you kids, you got to charge sales tax for that. And to charge sales tax, you have to have a sales tax license. This is from last Friday, but I mentioned it, but I did not get into it. Priest plants himself at popular music festival, goes viral on Reddit. That's another headline we have today. How about this one? Over the weekend, the city of New Orleans broke its own record for the most amount of shootings ever. There were 30 people shot on Saturday in New Orleans. As a matter of fact, one woman was in her home. 60-some-odd-year-old woman was in her home, minding her own business, watching television, and a gang of miscreants drove past her house, exchanged gunfire. One of the bullets went through a window, struck her in the head, and killed her instantly. It's hazardous to your health to live in the city of New Orleans today. But don't worry, we took the statues of the bad guys there. All is right with the world. The statues of the bad guys are gone, you people. Now, I want to go back to the atrocity on London Bridge and talk about this. By the by, Eben Tranholm, our European correspondent, will be with us live at 7:30 Central. That's 8:30 Eastern. Right here on the show. You're not going to want to miss that because she has a lot to say about what's going on in Denmark, what happened in London, what's going on at the EU, and she just returned from another trip to Russia. I want to read this to you. This is a letter that was, for those of you that may be disposed to thinking that the latest act of Muslim orthodoxy that this is something new, and that, you know, in a church, terrorism is a recent invention, Mike. It just started happening. Now, there were Muslims out there, but they weren't like these. They weren't ruthless, heartless. They weren't demonic. They didn't promise to kill. They didn't kill the way these Muslims do. Oh, want to bet? Preceding Suleiman the Magnificent, as the ruler of the Ottoman Empire, was Mehmed the Fourth. Mehmed the Fourth decided that he was going to take the city of Vienna from King Leopold of Austria. And in serving King Leopold of Austria notice, he sent the following as a diplomatic exchange. And that's what he, because he sent an ambassador to deliver the following letter. It is part of the historical record, and I think is a great place for us to start our conversation today. Quote, I have given command to overthrow them and to trample under feet with my horses all that is acceptable and pleasant in your eyes, leaving nothing hereafter by which you shall make a friendship with me or any fortified places to put your trust in. And this is Mehmed the Fourth sending this to King Leopold of Austria prior to the siege of Vienna. For I have resolved, without retarding of time, to ruin both you and your people, to take the German Empire according to my pleasure, and to leave in the Empire a commemoration of my dreadful sword, that it may appear to all, it will be a pleasure to me to give a public establishment of my religion, and to pursue your crucified God, whose wrath I fear not, nor his coming to your assistance to deliver you out of my hands. I will, according to my pleasure, put your sacred priests to the plow and expose the breasts of your matrons to be sucked by dogs and other beasts. You will therefore do well to forsake your religion, or else I will give order to consume you with fire. This is enough said unto you, and to give you to understand what I would have in case you have a mind to know it.